SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Over 20,000 people crammed into Tel Aviv's Rabin Square last night for the public memorial ceremony for Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was assassinated there 23 years ago. The rally was addressed by Labour leader Avi Gabay, opposition leader Tzipi Livni, and controversially, Likud minister Tzachi Hanegbi. Organisers said they wanted to protest against division and incitement. On Tuesday, Israel went to the polls for municipal elections, separately choosing a mayor or head of regional council and the council itself. For the first time, there was a public holiday for municipal elections, and this helped raise the number of voters to 55%. In Jerusalem, no candidate received the required 40% of the vote, and there will be runoff elections between secular candidate Yair Berkovich and Haredi candidate Moshe Leon. Likud Minister Zev Elkin, who had the support of the Prime Minister, came in third with only 20% of the vote. The Haredi turnout was predictably high, but overall only 35% of Jerusalemites voted. In Tel Aviv, incumbent Ron Huldai had the first serious challenge to his leadership for 20 years. However, his final tally was a comfortable 58%. 11 women were voted in as heads of cities and local and regional councils, raising the percentage of female municipal leaders in Israel from 2% to 4.4%. In a high-profile victory, Einat Kalish Rotem in Haifa beat incumbent Yona Yahav in a landslide to become the first female mayor of a major Israeli city in the state's 70-year history. Kalish Rotem, who holds a doctorate in urban planning and formerly worked as an architect, had received support from both ultra-Orthodox and left-wing parties. In Bet Shemesh, Eliza Bloch defeated incumbent Moshe Abutbol by just 533 votes to become the first woman to lead the city long plagued by religious friction. A former high school principal and mother of four, Bloch, who is religious and holds a doctorate in education from Bar-Ilan University, was elected on a platform to heal the divides between the city's ultra-Orthodox, secular and modern Orthodox residents. In Kfar Yona, Lieutenant Colonel Shoshi Kahlon Kidor won with 51% of the vote, ousting Ephraim Derry from his office after 41 years on the job. In 2003, at the age of 38, Kahlon Kidor made history as the first woman to be appointed a battalion commander in the IDF. In Emek Hefe, Galit Shaul beat incumbent Ronny Aden. In Yerucham, Tal Ohana became the first woman mayor. She ran against another female candidate, Nili Aharon of the Likud party. Ohana, 34, is also the youngest mayor elected on Tuesday and the only one who lives at home with her parents. Rotem Yadlin became the first woman to head the Gezer Regional Council, beating her opponent, incumbent Peter Weiss, by some 100 votes. Oshrat Gani-Gonin, an educator and former director general of the Kfar Saba municipality, became the first woman to lead the Drom HaSharon Council. Several incumbent female mayors also won re-election. Friday's protests at the Gaza border were much quieter, with only 7,000 participating and no reported deaths, perhaps in response to a ceasefire deal for Gaza being brokered by Egypt, which stipulates a gradual stop to the ongoing Hamas-orchestrated violent border protests and maritime flotillas over the next 2 months. If the agreement is implemented, Hamas will be obligated to punish Gazans caught engaging in violent demonstrating along the border with Israel. In return, Egypt will permanently open its Rafah border crossing and lift 70% of its blockade on the territory. The Palestinian Authority would pay 80% of the salaries of Hamas officials in Gaza and would not object to Qatar bankrolling those wages. The deal would require Israel to grant 5,000 work permits for Gazans and expand the strip's fishing zone from 9 to 14 nautical miles. Israel had no immediate comment on the report of the agreement, but is reportedly against those conditions. Iranian infrastructure and strategic networks came under attack last week by a computer virus similar to Stuxnet, but more violent and more advanced and more sophisticated, and Israeli officials refused to discuss role, if any, they may have had in the operation. The report of the attack came hours after Israel said the Mossad had thwarted an Iranian murder plot in Denmark and 2 days after Iran acknowledged that President Hassan Rouhani's mobile phone had been bugged. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday travelled to Bulgaria for meetings with political leaders from Balkan nations to strengthen diplomatic ties and to push for a change in the European Union's hypocritical and hostile stance towards Israel. Netanyahu attended an international summit and met with the prime ministers of Bulgaria, Greece, Romania, and Serbia, which is not a member of the EU. While in Bulgaria, the prime minister made Israel's first public comments on the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Saudi Arabia's Istanbul consulate. Netanyahu said on Friday that what happened at the Istanbul consulate was horrendous and should be duly dealt with. Yet at the same time, it is very important for the stability of the region and the world that Saudi Arabia remains stable. Because the larger problem, I believe, is Iran, and we have to make sure that Iran does not continue the malign activities that it has been engaged in over the past few weeks in Europe. Netanyahu added, "We have helped uncover two terrorist attacks, one in Paris and the other in Copenhagen, organized by the Iranian Secret Service. Blocking Iran is at the top of our agenda for security, not merely for Israel, but I believe for Europe and the world as well." Prime Minister Netanyahu enthusiastically welcomed the announcement on Thursday that Brazil plans to relocate its embassy, saying in a statement, "I congratulate my friend, the president-elect of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, for his intention to move the Brazilian embassy to Jerusalem. This is a historic, correct, and moving step." An 18-month-old toddler has died of measles in Jerusalem, the first recorded death from measles in Israel for 15 years. According to officials at Shaare Tzedek Hospital, the infant was not vaccinated against the virulently contagious disease. The girl may have contracted the disease from her parents, both of whom were diagnosed with measles, and neither of whom had been vaccinated. The toddler belonged to an ultra-Orthodox family from the Natura Carta sect in the Meir Shearim neighborhood. The girl's death comes amid the growing phenomenon of parents refusing to vaccinate their children due to various discredited and unproven claims that the life-saving practice is dangerous. Hundreds of people on Wednesday attended the funerals of eight family members killed a day earlier in a head-on collision near the Dead Sea. The entire Attar family, Yariv Attar, 45, his wife Shoshi, 47, and their children Yaakov, Yisrael, 12, Ateret, 11, Ayelet, 9, Maria, 7, Yedid, 5, and Avigail, 3, was killed in the crash on Tuesday on Route 90. Earlier on Wednesday, the driver of the second car in the collision was kept in custody by a Be'er Sheva court on suspicion of manslaughter. The 52-year-old man is believed to have been driving while under the influence of drugs. In Tuesday's municipal elections, Tzafria, a hamlet near the Ben-Gurion International Airport of 1,000 residents, saw a neck-and-neck race between two political factions, Tzafria Shalanu and Tzafria Lekulam. The final results were in on Thursday morning. Both factions had 197 votes. When the two parties refused a compromise rotation agreement, the local elections commission told the parties to settle the election with a coin toss. So they did. Tzafria Shalanu won the coin toss and will now enjoy a 3-2 majority on the Tzafria Village Council for the next 5 years. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.